This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Why is the God of the New Testament so different than the God of the Old Testament? Well, this is an argument that's not actually all that new. Actually, one of the early church fathers had to deal with this, because very early into church history, Marcion had come up with the idea that there were two different gods, one of the Old Testament and one of the New Testament. And the God of the Old Testament was somehow this wrathful, hateful God, where the God of the New Testament was this loving God. Very different. However, what we end up seeing is that's not exactly true. The God of the Old Testament is consistent and the same God of the New Testament. However, what people fail to recognize, because they want to focus on somehow God has changed, when God didn't change, who God is dealing with has changed. In other words, God in the Old Testament is dealing with a nation, the nation of Israel, who was supposed to be as a nation representing him, and he had rules and laws for them to follow as a nation of ambassadors, a nation that represented him. Now we deal with a church that is from all over the world, from many nations, still representing him. However, we don't come as one nation conquering as a nation. We come as people from all the nations sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So it's not that God changed. It's who he is dealing with changed. No longer Israel, but now the church.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.